I'm working back in industry. Last of these booze I was doing, I was working in the film industry. But I'm sort of a little bit further away from the filmy work and a little bit further into engineering. Light to medium engineering. It's not what you call heavy engineering. We're not building ships, but we're certainly building things that are a lot heavier than the film industry. You know, things from a few hundred kilos up to a couple of ton, I suppose. I'm working in a place called Urban Art Projects, a company I've worked for off and on over the last 15 years, I suppose. And a company that does urban art installations. They've got a foundry, a non-ferrous foundry. They cast aluminium and bronze sculptures. And I've been working with them for some time, from time to time, basically pattern making, which is my trade. Now, it's not hardcore engineering pattern making like I was trained in. It's more artistic. So a lot of the shaping is done out of foam rather than out of timber, as I was trained. And the actual moulding techniques they use aren't traditional in the engineering pattern making style, but it's a methodology that works very well for artistic projects. And I've included in a photo attached to this audio boo a sculpture that they're working on at the moment. Something I haven't done any work on, but I've done very similar things in the past and sculpted them out of foam, and then they've gone off to the foundry and been cast in aluminium like this is. The picture actually is an artichoke. It's an oversized artichoke. And it very much explains what they do. At the moment, we're building some fiberglass installations that are going into a children's play area somewhere overseas. So it's all that sort of work. But the reason for the boo is I've been impressed with just looking at the attitude of the guys working here. This company has been through a boom and bust cycle a few times, and at the moment they don't have a lot of people working for them. They've had several dozens at times, but now they've only got a dozen or so guys on the floor, and I dare say they've kept their very best guys. But it's just interesting to watch everybody independently work and know what their roles are and understand what they're supposed to do and how they're supposed to do it. We start early. We start at 6:30 in the morning, and everybody's got an attitude of, I don't think I'd even like to admit it, but an attitude of pride in their workmanship. And as I watch everybody do their tasks, whether it be grinding aluminium or polishing it or painting finishes on to other pieces or cleaning up fiberglass, it doesn't matter what part of the process it is, everybody's takes a great deal of care in doing it well. Very contrary to what you might expect. I've worked in some places where it's, stuff it, couldn't be bothered. It's not my project. I'm just here for the money. The boss tells me to do this, he's a prick. I don't care. Just a real slap-happy, happy sort of attitude. But these guys don't have that attitude. They all care. They all put a great deal of effort into the pieces they're doing. And they're only earning wages. They're not, they're not going to get any accolades. Nobody here who works on the floor gets the opportunity to put their shingle on any of these pieces that go out the door. But everybody cares. Everybody, wants to do a good job. And there's no need for management to get on their back, to hammer them about production and productivity. Everybody's working at a good, solid pace, 8, 9, 10-hour days, whatever. And everybody's working overtime at the moment, but it's very much whatever you want to do type attitude. And people are doing it quite happily. They want the money, but they also care, even though, like I said, they don't admit it. They care about the way they're doing their projects, the way they're doing the jobs. They want it so that when it goes out and gets planted on the street somewhere, that they can look at it, and even if nobody else knows, they at least know that they've done a good job. Management doesn't have to do anything to them. They're just doing their job, and they're doing it very, very well. And it's very contrary to the way a lot of people see the trades, where I think a lot of people actually have an attitude that a lot of people in the trades really don't care. And it's not the case. Everybody cares a great deal. And it's all about pride in their own workmanship, about what they're doing, and about their own personal efforts and tasks. That's what I'm doing at the moment.